Okay, Simon Tess. Also, Sidious. Sidious Gidalib. So, Shazurans. The strings of the tzitzis need to be Shazurin. Shazurin is spun. Right? Meaning you spin a few different yarns, I guess, and they become one. Spin it. When A is a Yud-Dalet. That's Yud-Dalet. Then A is a Chut Nifra Mishnezirasa, and if one of the strings separates from the spun ring, as I call a Parah Nefer Kilu Mishta Tehera, then any part of the string that loosens up, that's as if it doesn't exist. So, and then if it doesn't exist, then it goes back to it goes back to what we learned yesterday. What the minimum amount of string is? That's involved. Talis sheyesh. We have a talis that has on its tzitzis, and it has two. It gets split in two. I guess their talasim, instead of like our talasim, which is one big wool, they had two pieces of wool that attached to each other. And sometimes they would separate them in order to wash them, or the sakura to fix them. And then they would go sew them on again. Since mistama in each chelek of the talis, there's really enough to wrap itself in, a cane die. Therefore, it's enough. It's enough if you take the two tzitzis from whichever part you want. Meaning, you got to take off two tzitzis from one portion, and then after you attach the talus, then you go and you tie them on again. Meaning the problem is that you have tassa b'loimin also, because you had the four corners on the talit, and then you separated them. So now they sit this on before there's a chiyuv. But since really each one has enough on its own, so then you don't have to take off all four. Just taking off two would be enough. Okay, it's not negayah. But let's say there isn't enough in order to wrap it. So tzitzis, you have to remove all the tzitzis. Because when the halakim separate, then each meaning when you split that talus into two, each one is going to be pulled from tzitzis. And after you go back and attach your tzitzis and yishuv by rishonis, if the first ones are left over, possible mishum tassav alaymin also, it's possible because it's tassav alaymin also. Then bechelak echad yesh by kidei ituf and bechelak and einver kidei ituf. Let's say they split the talis and one chelak has and the other chelak does not have. Yosir es tzitzis mechelak zeh she'ein by kidei ituf. You remove the tzitzis from this chelak that doesn't have enough to wrap it. Okay, we can move on from that. It says zayin im neftach ein nikra hakana. Let's say the corner gets cut or ripped, the nifrad the gamri min atalus, and it totally separates from the talus. Ve'ein b'chatika zu shloishu gedolin al shloishu gedolin, and that piece that tore off does not have three thumbs width by three thumbs width. Yesharim shachatika zu afilu la'achas shetfara heitev el atalus. Some say that even when you re-sew that piece back onto the talus, psulim melahatul b'tzitzis, you can't put tzitzis on it. Given chain by shloishu gedolin al shloishu gedolin. Since it didn't have three thumbs breadth, but three thumbs breadth, ain't allowed shame beggar does not have a shame beggar. But people in the sabra in the talus, even if you attach it to the talus, and that shavu kipar, it still look like it's separated. The yesh ha'achum is chain, and then there are those, they can be machbo. Aval ha'meina nifra b'gami mei ha'talus, but if it's not totally separated from the talus, meaning a piece of the talus broke off, but it's still hanging, since it's still connected, the tefira helped that it should be, it's part of the talus. But since it's shiyalta by achar tefira kasheres, and the tzitzis that you put onto it after you sew it back up is kosher because the piece never detached from the tzitzis. I bet you most people have no idea why that is, right? When you look around the edge of a talus, where is it? The talus line? On the edge of the talus, right? They on each corner, they tie on an extra piece of let's see if this has it after all that. Yeah, see? See? You see it? This extra piece that's sewn on. It's not there just to make sure that the tzitzis doesn't get torn. That you have this. That the kitzur spoke about a little earlier. Yeah. The island, this extra piece, what? The square. This is there also to make sure that it doesn't. That's practical. This is practical. Right? This is more halachic. To have this white box on the edge, that's that the minhag is to do that. Wow. It really doesn't need to be done nowadays. It's back then. He's, this is what he says. Why do you do it? Because Yesh ben chatichas mechubara she'en ben shleishu gedolin or shleishu gedolin. I don't know. That's it. But because back then their begodim were they weren't like ours that are perfect. So you might have had pieces attached that were not 3x3. So therefore they put that piece on the corner. They know for sure it's 3x3, and therefore it's okay. Right, l'chein. Nice and bemakam atolas atzitzis chaticha shashloish gedolin or shashloish gedolin. That's three thumbs by three thumbs, and therefore you know that the tzitzis are going to always be connected to a piece of cloth that has the right share. Okay. Yudzayin. Yeshayim shemachol hashetach shel kanav sheroy lahatol sham es atzitza. There are those that say that in the whole shetach of the kanav that's right to put the tzitzis there. The hainu mimloi. That you put from the thumbs, from the edge of the talus, until the gedol, there should be no stitching there. That you can possibly make tzitzis l'talus there. Meaning, make sure that there's no loose strings or anything that might look like they're tzitzis. You're going to a talus shel pishtron. Let's say it's made from linen. Don't sew there chute pishtron, but you can put silk there or anything else because that can't be confused with tzitzis. And if it's a silk talus, lo yitzvanu b'chute meshi. From a talus shel tzemer, lo yitzvanu b'chute tzemer. And also meshi kadoim. V'yesh la'achol b'deh gam ve'imra she'aisin sabav anekim v'chazka. And there are those who should be machmer also with the imra. The binding, right? That's the hole that we said before. That's, you see this little hole right here. We see how it's the stitching, whatever it is. The hole is ain't a rock bechut lavan, and only you should
it's
only use.
It's binding. It's a binding, right? A binding.
Yeah, okay, but you can only make it white. Bechut sabua, but if it's colored, ain't lachush, then you don't have to worry, right? Meaning all this chumras that he's saying that around the edge don't have any loose strings. I would say something like this. I would think you should cut it. Maybe that's not called off the edge. Maybe it's not off the edge.
Edge like here.
I think. Yeah. Right. Good Yudches and right to Lahasa Tzitzis min Atalis K'dei Likros by Tzitzis Aperif Yosu Yavet. If a person wants to remove Tzitzis from the Talis in order to hang nicer Tzitzis, Ayur Nishin Nishlik Echem and Achutin, or if one of the strings broke, the right to Likros Shlemos, and he wants to hang full regular new strings, Ava Pisha Gamma Rishonis, the Dayan Ksheris, even though the first ones are still called Shemi Kamok and Mutter, it's still Mutter, Human Chainim of Atalis Atalis min Atzitzis. Since he's not being mevatel the talus from the tzitzis, but adarava yisla vo tzitzim v'yosei yofas, he should hang nicer tzitzis. V'yei nizor. What? No. He's taking off the old ones. He's putting the new ones. Yeah. And you have to be careful not to put the rishonis into a place that it's a bezayin. That's a whole thing. Do tzitzis need? It's a very common question. Do tzitzis need shemus? So here he clearly says not. You just can't put it in a makom bezayin, but you could put it. You should put it in a bag and you put it in the garbage. Even though it's better to put it into Seamus.
A lot of people use it as bookmarks for their Sfarim.
Right. There's some men who use, well, because there's a sheet. I don't know if it's a sheet that says it, but it does have, it's a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah. It says, I think that's temporary. And you can use it for years.
You're making a brocha on this.
Well, you know, he's asking, I don't think you could hear him, but he's asking, what about lulav and esrog? Maybe you should put that into shemus. Right? So you make a brocha lulav and esrog. Right? So pshat is, I think the pshat is that because it's how do you call it? Permanent? Not permanent. It's, I guess, permanent. Okay, good test. So if you look, tzitzis, shenis, lulav, esrog, and atalis. And even the tzitzis that become puzzle, okay, you know, he discusses advice. I jumped the gun. I was ahead of myself. And even tzitzis, shenivzul, v'sirim, and atalas, lo yizur came la ashpa. You can't throw them into the garbage. It's from bizu and mitzvah because of bizu and mitzvah. Right? The yesh medakdin le gunzum, and there are those that are medakdin to put them into geniza, into shemus, b'sefer, like Jeshi said, into a sefer, lasis men simin b'sefer, to use it as a bookmark. Since one mitzvah was done with it, another mitzvah should be done with it. And it's yashin, and saying even an old talis, and you don't use it, you shouldn't use it for a tashmish meguna, right? Meaning the talis, the beged itself. There, I don't think there's any Indian to put the beged into Seamus. Only the string. No, he says don't do a tashmish maguna. Yeah, but it can go straight in the garbage. Yes. Now, so the shaila is: can you use your talis to clean your glasses? What is that maguna? Because it's a mundane activity. Somebody told me that David that you cannot run your hands through the tzitzis string. You know, you play with the string, go like this, you go like that.
You can't scratch your head with it, so you don't have to wash your hands.
Right.
You can't stick them in your son's ears.
Right, sticking them in people's ears.
I stopped doing because you mentioned
simple toilet time to the chair.
You did it with last cycle. We said not to do it, so I stopped doing it. My son says you're not allowed to do it. Don't do it.
How about sneezing into it?
Sneezing into your talis, that's a good one. That's not a good one.
That's not a halacha, that's a hygienic thing. Don't do that.
I can, maybe. Rafe, maybe.
What about scratching your head so you don't have to wash your hands?
One thing at a time.
I think that one's worse. I think Rafe, I think you're saying a good thing because you're doing a mitzvah by not making yourself contagious. So it's you're doing a mitzvah with a mitzvah. Right? Yeah.
I like that.
I had somebody last week who tells me I have a bad cold. Okay, fine. And then I met him later and he says, the mikveh healed my cold. It was so hot and geschmack. I said, why are you going to the mikveh if you have a cold? Whatever. Anyways, okay. Chaf. Imbar b'Shabbos v'beis haKnesset. So what's a shenifsal tzitzis? This is a very interesting halacha. If you come on Shabbos to the shul, and you see that your tzitzis became puzzled, and there's no talis available to borrow, and it's embarrassing to sit in shul without a talis. Obviously, you cannot tie on another tzitz. The famous thing, covered up rias, is just a talis kaf. You're allowed to wear the puzzle of talis. I'll cover up rias. But don't make a bracha. But that's only if you didn't know before Shabbos. But if you know before Shabbos that it became possible, and it's also to wear it, because he should have fixed it yesterday. which is very interesting because either you're embarrassed or you're not embarrassed. If you're embarrassed, so then you should. What's the difference when you found out? He brings in the footnotes, and Mr. Buddha says if you forgot or you had a by mistake, you didn't fix it Friday, then you could have the same deal. Let's say somebody wears a beged that's time and tzitzis without tzitzis, that is a bitul mitzvah sasei. You're being mevatel mitzvah sasei. Mitzrichim lashgiach b'ktsas begadim hasin v'ayven sheyeshem arba knafos. You have to be careful with certain begadim that have four corners. Mitzrichim lasa keren echad sheyei ogel. You have to cut off one corner to make it round, like the frocks, like the rishonim have with their frock. Avalim kofel lasa keren utvare v'inyan shenira ogel. But if you fold over the corner and sew it to make it look round, loy mahani, that doesn't help. Right? And then meaning, if you want to round off a corner, you have to actually cut it. You can't fold it over. Right? The kokam shalei chatovi adayim mechlal abegadu, that's still part of the begad. The godol aynish am bevatel mitzvah tzitzis, and it's a big avera, somebody with bevatel mitzvah tzitzis, azor mitzvah tzitzis, zayich v'raya p'nei ashkina. He's going to be zayich v'raya d'fnei.
You can't fold it over and then tack it up?
Right. Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I did that in India.
It's not a lav. It's not a lav. It's a bitul mitzvah sasei. You're not doing the mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we wanted to go make kittel. So boss? You know, I bought the
No, if you take the mitzvah, you write a neshim. Yeah.
But if I go cut it, I'm fine. Then it's not a bitul mitzvah sasei.
Correct. No, what are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you're talking about a four-cornered beged that you want to make. Right. You make one corner round. What does that have to do with this?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's like a kittel, right? That has four corners. They had those in India. They're really cheap in the stores. So I wanted to go make it not requiring tzitzis because I didn't have tzitzis.
You have to cut it. Yes, you have to cut it. Yeah,
got it.
The question is why Rosh Hashivas are not being mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis by making it round. They should put tzitzis on there, no? Right, the begging. If it's not right, then why round it? If it is right, it's right. I think so. I think it's right. Then you don't have to. All right. Anyway, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Sudo Starrett.
Thank you.